everybody. It's Thursday, September 16th, 2021. The hour is 9 a.m. This is the Josephine County Administrative Workshop, and we are doing it by Zoom today. Commissioners attending are Commissioner Fowler, myself, Commissioner Bertschiger, and we hope Commissioner DeYoung will join us here shortly. We're going to jump to Department Business 2A, and that is Sean.
All right, good morning, Commissioners. I have four provider agreements that are due to be signed. I'll go down each one. What I'm asking for today is that Director Goodwin be able to sign the contracts. So I'll just go over them. The first one is the provider agreement between Josephine County and ADAPT. And this is for substance abuse, inpatient and outpatient treatment. It is in the amount of $106,016. And it is part of our intergovernmental agreement number 1166045. And this is a continuing contract for services. They're one of our providers in our county that we have always provided or contracted with. And it covers substance use treatment for those that don't have the Oregon Health Plan or are underinsured.
Okay.
And then we have the provider agreement between Josephine County and OnTrack. And this also provides treatment, substance use treatment, inpatient, outpatient, for those that are not on the Oregon Health Plan or don't have the benefits. And it comes through the county IGA number 1166045. And it is in the amount of $181,874. And then we have the options for Southern Oregon, and this is options was well, Choices Counseling System Center is now under options as well, and so their contract is combined, and it is for $346,653. It provides the inpatient and outpatient substance abuse counseling and peer support specialist, as well as problem gambling treatment services. It's under the same IGA number, and again, a continuing contract. And then I have a provider agreement between Josephine County and Boys and Girls Club of the Rogue Valley, and it is for $100,000. Is to provide prevention services, which is curriculums called Smart Moves, and that is delivered to all sixth graders in Josephine County. And then we also have the Strengthening Families, which is a parent education course where they will do some training with parents, 32 families. And so those are the contracts that I have, and again, I ask that Director Goodwin be able to sign off on them.
Questions, Commissioner Fowler?
No, it sounds pretty housekeeping, so I appreciate the update and all the hard work that goes along with all that money.
Okay, well, I'll entertain a motion to approve all four of these provider agreements with Josephine County and authorize Jim Goodwin, Juvenile Justice Director, to sign, give him the signing authority.
Sounds like a good motion to me. I will make it.
I will second it. And Wendy, could you please call the roll?
Commissioner Keller?
Yes.
Commissioner Bertschiger?
Yes. Okay, motion passed. That was simple, huh, Sean?
That was quick and easy. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for everything you do. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You. Thank you.
Other business, Commissioner Fowler.
I don't have any other business today.
Okay. I don't have any either. Do you have any board business, matters from the commissioners?
No, nothing to report today, Mr. Vice Chair.
Well, the one thing I can say is that I'm pleased that the hospital rates are going down. The hospitals will be returning to their normal stuff. And, you know, I don't need to lecture everybody on COVID, but everybody knows that we're still playing cat and mouse with COVID, so do the best you can and stay safe out there. Thank you.
Yep. Amen to that.
I think that's a history. That's a record for short meetings, huh, Commissioner Ballard?
Yeah, this is close to the record. If it's not it, we bumped up against it.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
All right. Take care.
Recording stopped.